Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Words of Heart. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about being a full-time student and podcasting. So strap in, grab some water, and get ready for this epic episode. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? It is I am your heart warrior, Dion. How are you? It has been so long since I've done an episode without any guest. Strange, isn't it? Anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good, staying healthy and safe. I also hope you are remembering to breathe. I feel with everything going on right now, with isolation and the pandemic and quarantine and just all the typical stresses and anxieties and insecurities that tend to wreak havoc on our mind, body, and spirit that just takes up residence in the core of our being, I feel that we do not make enough time to breathe, because breathing gives us a sense of peace. It is the only way that all that anxiety and stress can escape, or it's one of the few ways that our anxiety, stress, and insecurities can escape, and that is through the power of breathing. Breathing is wonderful, isn't it? In fact, we're gonna do that right now. So step away from the TikTok. Yeah, I said it. I know y'all watching TikTok. So step away from the TikTok. Put down the taco. Put down the taco. Trust me, tacos do not have emotions. It will be fine without you for a few minutes. And I'm even gonna do it with you. So we're going to breathe in, and we're going to breathe out. Didn't that feel great? It just felt like a watermelon filled with anxiety, stress, and chaos just left my body. And I'm more at peace now. That watermelon filled with anxiety and stress is on the moon. It can't reach me. So, with that being said, we're going to talk a bit about how I'm a full-time student and I also podcast. So, when I started this podcast, it would be in August, this past August, which will soon make it a year of podcasting. When I started this podcast, I was also in school. I'm a full-time college student at St. Petersburg College here in Florida. I'm in the digital media program. And trust me, being a digital media student is not easy. Digital media is a really broad field. To give you some clarification as to what a digital media student entails, being a digital media student means that I learn about graphics, creating websites and coding, and the mathematics and schematics of how to do all types of stuff within the digital arts. So basically all those posters and special effects you see in movies, that's basically what I learn about in school. I learn how to do all that cool stuff. Well, gee, Dion, that sounds pretty awesome. I know it sounds awesome, but it sounding awesome and actually learning it is a different thing. See, digital media is not like math or English or science. When it comes to all the regular subjects, there is one solution. However, with digital media, the solution is not instant. The solution can take several decades to figure out. And yes, I am exaggerating, but I'm not exactly exaggerating. The digital media field is such an intimidating and challenging and all-consuming field that anybody who's anybody that's in it is out of their mind. So why am I a part of that program? Well, I'm a part of this program because, let's see if I can answer this question. The thing is, I have no idea why I'm a part of this program. All I can say is that I am very technologically blessed. I have always been tech savvy. I'm considered the R2 Dion of my household. In addition, I'm really creative. That cool graphic you guys see as the podcast cover art for my podcast, that awesome podcast art? Yeah, I designed that. Nobody else designed it. So that goes to show that all of my skills are accredited to what I'm studying in school. And believe it or not, I actually have fun doing it. Trying to make all different types of designs. For instance, right now, I am studying typography. What is typography, you may ask? That is a very good question, and I wish I could explain it, but all I can say is that typography is basically making simple words, like making the word art look like art. The goal of this particular class is to take typical words and manipulate them into art. That's the best explanation I can give. So, give you a little background into August, which is when I started this podcasting journey. I was in the middle of my fall term. I thought, hey, why not start a podcast to just shed some positivity with everything that is going on right now during this pandemic? Because this pandemic has been really unfortunate. And I thought, hey, these people could use some positivity right now. So why not be the person to be a light of calmness in a sea of chaos? So I started this wonderful podcast that you are listening to. Therefore, the Words of Heart podcast was born. Luckily, I was in two classes online. One of those classes was graphic design. Not that bad. The other class was The other class, I would tell you what it was about, but I would be lying, and I don't lie. The other class, I didn't understand what on earth I was doing. Usually professors, they give you some type of teaching and they help you. However, the case for me, I had one class that I understood and the professor helped me. In the second class, the teacher did absolutely nothing. I barely passed. And the reason I barely passed is because I was guessing. When it comes to your education, and all of you know this, you can't guess your way out of anything. You can't cross an A and hope it turns into a C. Like, you can't change the letters. Just like you can't expect that guessing is going to help you pass. This professor did absolutely nothing to help me. She just expected us to know the information by looking up on Google. Now, Google, yes, Google is a wonderful website. Thank you, Google. But Google cannot help you through your education. So, as a result of the class that I actually did well in the second class, which unfortunately the professor did absolutely nothing to help me for, if it wasn't for the one class that I worked hard in and the other class which I worked hard in, but I had no clue on earth as to what I was doing, then I wouldn't have had time to produce such a wonderful podcast for the first season. Fast forward to now. We are in the second season of this podcast. Wow. Season 2. Who would have thought? We are in season 2, and I am back in my classes. I have 2 classes. One, typography, and the other class is about digital media legal rights. Now again, these particular classes are really time consuming. It is very challenging. And unfortunately for me, I have a computer that's prone to a lot of technology problems. So for those who procrastinate, I can't procrastinate like a normal student because my computer will not allow me to do that because it will crash at the last possible second. So for those students who have the luxury of procrastinating with no issues, I unfortunately cannot procrastinate because I have so many technology issues due to my unfortunate laptop here. But here's the beauty. Here's the beauty that is so unbelievably unfathomable. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. The thing is, and this is mind-blowing, right now, in my class, my 2 classes, with my unfortunate laptop here, I am currently passing both of my classes. What? I am currently passing both of my classes. And by passing, I mean I'm passing with 2 A's. That is the letter A in awesome. I'm passing both of my classes. And I have been able to produce this awesome, incredible podcast as well. How, you may ask? I have no idea how. Because if I don't do well in school, then there is no podcast. I don't do well in school, there is no podcast. And I am working so hard in my classes to make sure that I can do this podcast. Because I have received such an immense joy of doing this podcast. I have met incredible people. If you've been tuning into the previous episodes of this season, we have had incredible conversations about cancer and gambling addiction and just all types of in-depth conversations that are just so inspiring and life-changing. It just really goes to show how amazing people are and that they don't let their struggles define them. Everything that happens in life happens for a reason. And all those situations that occurred in their life, all the situations that have occurred in my life have strengthened me into the person I am. Has strengthened me into the person I am meant to be. So, in the overall picture, you guys should be very, very happy that I am doing good in school right now. Because if I was not doing good in school right now, I would not be able to produce this awesome podcast. And I can't say this enough. And I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. I'm very grateful for this incredible platform to be able to not only share my story, but share the stories of so many others. Because at the end of the day, I just want to use my voice to help others. I want to use the power of my voice to help others and to uplift somebody's spirit. I'm grateful for all of you listeners, and I'm also grateful for everyone who has tuned in. You guys are absolutely amazing. The podcasting community, all of you guys are awesome. I can give so many podcasts so many shout outs right now, but you know who you are. So I'm just gonna say each and every one of your podcasts is awesome. Don't forget it. And I'm just very grateful that I have this platform. And I just want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I'm doing everything in my power, in spite of my technology issues. Because trust me, having an outdated laptop in 2021 when everything is online is not easy. Is not easy at all. In spite of my technology-related issues, I'm doing everything, and I'm doing everything in my power and at the bottom of my heart to make sure that I find a way to make sure this podcast continues to make an impact and stays alive in the hearts of everyone in this world. So, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Sunday. I certainly am. This is the first Sunday that I got all of my homework done and had nothing to do. So that is why I decided to hop on this podcast. So I hope you guys stay healthy, stay safe. Remember to breathe, okay? Remember to breathe. I feel like you guys aren't doing that enough, and I know this. So remember to breathe. Listen to the heart warrior here. Remember to breathe. And be sure to tune in to the next Words of Heart podcast episode. We have a lot of episodes coming up, guys. So trust me, you do not want to miss it. And stay awesome. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Words of Heart. If you would like to leave a rating / review or voice message of your thoughts on this latest episode or any episode for that matter, please do not hesitate to do so. You can leave me a voice message right here on Anchor. And if you would like to leave a review / rating, you are welcome to do so on Apple Podcasts. You can find my podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podchaser, to name a few. My podcast is literally everywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, if you would like to speak to your heart warrior, that would be me, on a regular basis, you can reach out to me through Twitter. My Twitter handle is HeartWarrior24. Again, it is HeartWarrior24. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me with whatever is on your mind or just to simply chat. As always, I am here for you. In addition, I've also started integrating videos into my podcast. For those videos and more, you can follow me on my Facebook page, Words of Heart Podcast. Again, my Facebook page is called Words of Heart Podcast. So if you would like to know more about my podcast or anything pertaining to my podcast, feel free to like and subscribe to my page. And as always, I hope you guys are staying healthy and safe. And if you ever need anything or ever want anyone to talk to, I am here for you.